Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, joined once again by our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, good afternoon.
And, you know, we also broadcast down in Atlanta on WGKA, and our 800 number works down in Atlanta. So any of you folks listening, if you have a question, give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, we love hearing from everybody. Now let's get back to the phones and say hello to Arthur from Queens.
How do you do?
Good, Arthur.
I hope you can help me out. You've always been there in the past, and the people in your store are terrific.
Thank you, Arthur.
I went for prostate surgery, and I was under anesthesia, and when I came out of it, I was terribly claustrophobic, and I'm anxious, and I can't seem to stand still, or I have a tough time sleeping. I understand it could be from the anesthesia, but I'm also now, I'm taking Levaquin, and I understand that could be a problem. On recommendations I purchased from your store, I got L-theanine, I got a liver cleanser, I have, calcium and magnesium, and I'm taking an acidophilus combination.
Okay, good.
And I have a local store gave me something to try to help with the sleep at night, but I'm finding that I'm taking Lunesta, and it got me through last night.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, I'm pacing around the house, I'm walking miles.
How could we help you, Arthur?
How much can you recommend anything else, and how much melatonin can I take, and how much theanine can I take, and the doses? Or if there's anything else you'd recommend, I'd be happy.
Well, you said you're taking a medication called Lunesta.
Right, okay. That's just at night to sleep.
Well, but so, yeah, and...
And during the day, I can't sit still. I have to keep on walking, otherwise it feels like the room is closing in on me. So I'm really
have you ever had anything like this before?
I've always had some claustrophobia, and once before when I had anesthesia, I had it for a little bit for a couple of days, and then I was over it. I that was it only for a couple of days. This time it's been about a week, over a week.
Are you depressed also?
No, not at all.
So he needs an anti-anxiety agent. And probably also talk with a psychologist to kind of work through whatever fears were triggered.
Yeah. No, as Dr. Podell calls it, talk therapy is good in this particular case. And maybe you need something to just tide you over.
So how much melatonin and how much theanine?
Melatonin is a sleep thing. It's not something you would take during the day. So if you're talking about sleeping,
right,
then melatonin somewhere around... Once again, but you're taking the medication. Once you're taking medication, you don't want to take medication and melatonin.
Well, I'll try getting off that medication. I'll try the melatonin one night and see if that helps.
Melatonin, probably around 3 milligrams.
Okay. And theanine, I'm taking that 200 milligrams four times a day, every 4 hours. I was wondering, could I increase that amount?
No, I don't think you want to increase it. Okay. I might decrease it.
Okay, yeah. 2 milligrams four times a day or less.
Yeah, I would take 200 milligrams twice a day.
200 milligrams twice a day. Well, there are side effects to taking more on that?
No, it's just, why do you want to take so much?
Oh, I thought it was just relaxing.
No. It's
well, it could cause some sedation, I suppose, as you go higher.
Yeah, well, the whole idea is it's supposed to not mess up the brain waves that that keep you thinking properly. Yeah.
What about the PharmaGABA product? They were on our show.
Yeah, PharmaGABA. It's another product called PharmaGABA.
Okay.
It's made by, actually, it's available in two companies now. Natural Factors has PharmaGABA by itself. And Jarrow has a sleep formula, Sleep Factors, I think they call it, which one of the ingredients is PharmaGABA.
That's Jarrow?
Yeah. But, you know, you really need, with what's going on with you, you'd best be served by having somebody, you know, sort of take care of your situation, some type of medical professional, at least till you get this claustrophobia thing under control.
I did see somebody a couple of years ago, a psychologist, and we went through relaxation and all of that.
Well, that was then. This is now.
Oh, okay. Maybe this might be an effect of the anesthesia being...
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes it takes a little while to get out, so...
Okay, a liver cleanse would be good for
that. Yeah, if it'll help get the anesthesia, if that's the problem, and some of the, you know, some of it got caught up in your fatty tissues, that the detox will get rid of it.
Okay, and that should take about a week or so?
It depends, sometimes longer.
Okay, because I have a two-week liver cleanse.
Yeah, no, the 2 weeks should be good.
Okay, also I'm taking citrus pectin. This was on a recommendation through people in your store.
Sure, okay.
How long do I take that after the surgery? I've had the surgery about a week. I'm taking, I think, what is it, 5 grams a day?
Yeah, that's the amount that you need to do. I would go through a couple of bottles.
Well, I'm taking the powder.
Yeah, yeah. So 5 grams, it's what, 120 gram? How big is a bottle?
The container is 16 ounces. It's the powder.
You're taking 5 grams a day?
Yeah.
Nah, one should be plenty.
Okay, so when I finish that container, I'll be...
You'll be good.
Okay, that's about, I guess, a few weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Arthur. Good luck.
Thank you.
And next we have Fred calling from Mount Vernon, New York.
Yes. I take a vitamin C capsule for breakfast every morning, and I'm just wondering, from what you said, will that conflict with the BroncoMax?
Yeah, if it's ascorbic acid, it could. If you're taking an ester C form or an
Yes, I am.
Ester C?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Like, it's okay to take the BroncoMax?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks very much.
You're very welcome. And the reason for that is supposedly the vitamin C puts the BroncoMax in a non-bioavailable form. It's not harmful, but it just doesn't wind up to be helpful. So no sense in doing that. Okay, next we have Sam calling from Manhattan.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, and you?
All right. I had a question or a couple of questions regarding the PGX from last week.
Sure.
The fiber component. My first question is, since it has fiber in there, and I had always been taking a fiber supplement, regular, would this, as far as that's concerned, would this replace a fiber supplement?
Okay, you're taking what, a psyllium fiber?
No, I'm taking a Fiber Smart. It doesn't have psyllium in it.
Okay, and you're taking it for the bowel benefits?
Yep.
Okay. By all means, I would see if this can take the place of it. If it can't, you know, you wind up doing both, but this may, you know, do the job as well.
Okay, and the other question I have is, I've noticed in using the PGX, I just seem to be somewhat gassy. And I started out, I went to the PGX website, and I also followed the directions on the bottle with capsules. I increased to 3. I've gone back to 2. But
right.
I don't know. I've been using it now for about a week and a half. And I don't know if that's a common side effect or...
Yeah, fiber can do that. But you had been taking fiber, so I'm surprised that, you know, you're sort of not used to it from the other fiber. Maybe it's just you're taking the other fiber along with this, and it's a little too much.
Well, yeah, and that's why I tried stopping taking the Fiber Smart. I just found with that particular Fiber Smart, without the psyllium husk, I wasn't having gassiness or bloatiness. But with this PGX, I was still having that symptom.
Okay, you're taking a probiotic?
Yes, I am, every day.
Okay, good. I don't know what to tell you, Sam. unless, you know, maybe just the PGX is just not right for you.
Okay.
You know, unless you, like I said, if you try lowering the dose and taking the one capsule a day for a while, maybe you'll adapt to it.
Okay, that's a good idea.
All right, thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
All righty. All right, you know what? Why don't we take a short break? And I must let you know that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. All American Health products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. And here's some good news. The entire line of American Health and Home Health now on sale at 35% off list price. And our number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. Questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, just about anything. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We shall return after these messages.
Heart disease is the number one killer of women and men in the United States. Obviously, we want to do whatever we can to reduce our risk. One thing we can do is supplement with CoQ10, a lipid-soluble vitamin-like nutrient present in nearly all human tissues and involved in cellular energy production and cardiovascular health. But not just any CoQ10. The new, more bioactive form of CoQ10 from Blue Bonnet is what you want. Blue Bonnet's cellular active CoQ10 ubiquinol soft gels provide the new active antioxidant form of CoQ10 ubiquinol rather than the more common form of CoQ10 ubiquinone, which must be converted to the active antioxidant form in the body. Ubiquinol has been shown to be significantly more effective in saturating blood plasma levels than ubiquinone. Blue Bonnet currently offers ubiquinol in 50 and 100 milligram soft gels. So when it really matters, go for the best. Go for Blue Bonnet's cellular active ubiquinol CoQ10 soft gels. Blue Bonnet products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is Arnie Gitomer. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some current examples. American Health, Source Naturals, Rainbow Light, 35% off list price. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Nature's Way, Doctor's Best, Natural Factors, Natrol. Actually, 60 product lines on sale right now. Check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com. And did you receive our new 72-page sale flyer and newsletter? Well, if you're on our mailing list, you would have. You can pick it up along with our latest product reference catalog at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner, and Wilner is two L's, .com. You can subscribe online. Even better, pick up the catalog and sale flyer at one of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. And in Atlanta, we are conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist, nutritional supplement professionals, will begin taking your calls shortly.
Are you one of the more than 50 million Americans that live with chronic pain? Jarrow Formulas Pain Relief is an herbal dietary supplement capsule that provides temporary relief for everyday aches and pains. Untreated pain can have a significant negative impact on both the pain sufferer and their family. Pain can diminish the ability to concentrate, perform at work, exercise, accomplish daily tasks, not to mention get a good night's sleep. Don't let pain send you in a downward spiral. Get pain relief from Jarrow Formulas. Pain Relief features decursinol, an analgesic and anti-inflammatory agent from an extract of Angelica gigas nacai, commonly known as Korean Angelica. Studies suggest that Decursinol may be useful for the treatment and relief of minor pain. It also contains extracts from hops and turmeric. Jarrow Formulas is your source for superior science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit HungerFreeForever.com online.
And good news, PGX Daily is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 25% off list price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell. And we're getting back to the phones right now. And next we have Rita from Tenafly, New Jersey.
Good afternoon, doctor. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I am 76 years old. I consider myself in reasonably good health. However, I have had celiac, or sprue, as it's known in an adult, all of my life. And I really feel that I have it under control. I went for a colonoscopy, and the GI doctor suggested that I have an endoscopy. And he told me that I have H. pylori, which I didn't even know what it was. And he said, don't get excited. You've probably had it all of your life. So he put me on that Prev pack for 2 weeks. Now, first of all, how does one know, unless you have an endoscopy again, whether the pylori is gone, or is it safe for me to take the Brocomax?
Okay, well, I'll answer the first one, the second question first.
Okay.
Would it be safe for you to take the Brocomax?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how do you know, Dr. Podell, how do we know that somebody got rid of H. pylori, or did it come
back?
Well,
there's a blood antibody test.
Okay.
And it should be high now, and it should gradually fade over the next year or two.
Mm-hmm.
And if it hasn't, then you have to say, well, maybe it's back. And it's not a clear cutoff as how much it should be falling, but it should be substantially less than it is now.
So do you suggest that I go back to the gastroenterologist and ask for the blood test?
Well, yes, because I think you want to get a baseline.
Okay.
And then you can repeat it in 6 months or 12 months to see what the trend is.
Okay. I thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Rita. And next we have Bob calling from Glen Head, Long Island.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Love the show.
Thank you.
I was diagnosed with a urinary tract infection. E. coli was the pathogen causing the infection. I'm on Cipro now. And it's a 7-day regimen. And my question is, anything else that I could do to, you know, supplement that naturally, maybe, to help with the healing?
Two things, possibly. One is it's called D-mannose. It's a sugar of sorts, but it doesn't allow the bacteria to adhere to the walls of the bladder. Okay. So it's D-mannose, and it comes. Some companies have capsules, some have powders. Probably you need a decent amount. You need like a couple grams at a time. So usually the powder, and it doesn't taste bad. It tastes sweet.
Okay.
That's a good thing. Another thing is the cranberry extract.
Cranberry.
You know.
They said if you supplement with like acidic fruit juices, etc., that helps kill the E. coli. Is that true? An acidic
Some people think that acid urine is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not it's going to the acidic juices are going to wind up to be acidic in your urine, that's something else.
That's something else, yeah.
I'd like to mention something about the Cipro. They just put a black box warning on Cipro and the other so-called quinolone antibiotics, which is an old thing that we've known about, but they're giving it special attention, which is that if you exercise while you're taking these medicines, there's an increased risk of snapping your Achilles tendon or other tendons. So they're now recommending that not to do heavy exercise while you are on Cipro, especially if you're taking any kind of cortisone, and especially if you're older.
Okay. My last question, not to take up too much time, but an effect that I'm having of the infection is I have a buildup of gas in the bladder, you know, that I see after urination. And I was wondering if the D-mannose would be a problem, you know, as a base for the bacteria to increase this gas production.
I don't think that's a possibility, but I don't know what you mean by gas production.
In other words, there's a buildup of gas, you know, in my bladder. That after urination, I do get, you know, gas is expelled.
From your bladder?
Yes. And it's kind of rare.
Sounds kind of. I never heard of that, but
I researched it. It took me a long time to find, but there's some cases. Yeah, it's kind of rare. But I will try the D-mannose and see how I make out with that.
All righty.
I appreciate your help.
Okay, Bob.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, next we have Rose calling from Comac, Long Island.
Hello, doctor.
How are you?
I'm fine. I was listening to your program, and my ears perked up when I heard about the fish oil. Now, I have dry, itchy eyes. My ophthalmologist recommended 2 flaxseed oil capsules daily, and I use eye drops. I'm getting absolutely nowhere. But I heard you mention fish oil for this problem. Was I listening and heard you correctly?
I don't know that I mentioned
that. Was
this
today?
This.
Yes.
I don't recall that we did.
Okay. Fish oil is very good. I would probably take the fish oil, take the 2 capsules of fish oil, take a good one, something called Ultimate Omega from Nordic Naturals. It's a high-potency fish oil.
Can I order that?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you'll get me in touch with...
Not right now, but it's... I'll give you the phone number.
Okay.
It's 800-633-1106.
Okay. And
we're not open now. We're open tomorrow.
Okay. And again, the name of that fish oil?
Ultimate Omega from Nordic Naturals.
Omega. Okay. Now, should I continue with the flaxseed while taking the fish oil, or I can't take both?
No, you could, but I don't think you need it.
Okay.
But I would continue with you know, some drops, whatever.
Yeah, well, I have to see my ophthalmologist the end of August.
Okay.
But in the meantime,
okay, we need to pause for another quick break. Sorry about rushing you off, Rose. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. And here's some good news: the entire American Health and Home Health lines of products are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 35% off list price. And we shall return in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer: pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Now to Steve Reggie for the traffic.
Good afternoon. With a look at WOR traffic, inbound at the George Washington Bridge, upper level 1 hour delay, lower levels at 30 minutes. Into the city Lincoln Tunnel, no problems report. Also moving well exiting. Into the city Holland Tunnel, coming in from New Jersey Turnpike Bay Extension, road construction, left lane is closed until further notice. A 40 minute delay now, 20 minutes from the routes 1 and 9 approach. Outbound, no problems to report. A good ride at the Tappan Zee Bridge from Rockland to Westchester. Cross Bronx Expressway westbound between the Bruckner Interchange and 3rd Avenue remains slow. Then it's slow heading to the George Washington Bridge. Eastbound is sluggish between the George Washington Bridge and Jerome Avenue. On the Grand Central Parkway eastbound between the LIE and the Jackie Robinson Parkway, that's a slow ride due to an earlier accident which has been cleared. Some residual westbound rubbernecking delays exist. In Teaneck on Route 4 westbound of River Road, watch for an accident. Two lanes are blocked there. New Jersey Turnpike Newark Bay Extension eastbound between 14C and Jersey Avenue. Road construction has the left lane closed until further notice. And that's a look at WOR traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has private offices in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone 973-218-9191, 973-218-9191, or on the web at drpodell.org, drpodell.org.
This is News Talk Radio 710, WOR.
Hi, I'm Marielle Hemingway, actress and author of Healthy Living from the Inside Out.
And I'm Dr. Steven Rosenblatt, medical doctor, author, weight loss expert, and former director of complementary medicine at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
We want you to try a life-changing new product called Healthy Curb. It's made entirely from food and helps curb your appetite while it reprograms your eating habits.
Healthy Curb lowers your blood sugar, reduces hunger hormones, repairs and rebuilds cells so you've got more natural energy and vitality. It's the combination of two revolutionary technologies that make this product so effective, and because of its proprietary formula, it's the only product in the field of its kind. My patients are losing an average of 12 to 16 pounds a month effortlessly with Healthy Curb, and you can too.
If you're ready to lose weight, Healthy Curb helps do the work for you. My friends Arnie and Don have made Healthy Curb available at all Wilner Chemist stores. Visit them today.
Come to my
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell. And we're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR New York and WGKA in Atlanta. And getting back to the phones, next is Carol calling from Fairfield, Connecticut.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm calling about EGCG.
Mm-hmm.
The Mayo Clinic was holding studies starting about 2 years ago for CLL, chronic lymphocytic leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered if you knew anything about what the dosage that they were recommending for that.
At this second, I don't know the dosage, but as we go on, keep listening. We'll try and look it up for you.
Okay, that would be great.
Okay.
And also, if you don't have the leukemia, but you want to take it as a...
Sure.
Just, you know, what would you recommend?
If you're interested in EGCG, there are a couple of products that have a very high concentration of EGCG.
Right, and how many would you take, or how often would you
Well,
take
that's
them?
What we're looking up for you.
Oh, I see. I meant, you know, if just as a preventative also, just for general health.
A couple a day. Two
a really?
Day. Sure.
2 a day?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, but this is of the high-powered one, the 70% extract.
Yes, the 70%, exactly.
Yeah, and I know we have two, I know of two products that we have like that. One is made by Da Vinci Labs.
Okay.
And one is put out by, actually, Dr. Hoffman has one under his own label, which we sell as well.
Good. That's
so
great.
So there's two of them.
Because I listened to
it. Yeah. It says you had another question?
Oh, yes, about vitamin D.
Yes.
For postmenopausal women.
Yeah, sure.
Can you take up to... you know, I've heard so many conflicting stories about it. Is up to 2,000 safe or
sure,
not?
Sure, absolutely.
Really?
But once again, vitamin D is something that can be measured in your blood.
Okay.
So if you go to your doctor and have a 25-hydroxy vitamin D level done...
Okay.
The
doctor does it or the lab does it?
Oh, the lab does it, but
yeah.
Usually, you know...
Through
yeah.
a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, okay, so...
And your level should be at least 30.
30.
At least 30, preferably over 40.
Okay, so until you have that test done,
no, you can take I would take vitamin D.
Oh no, I know that I do, but you know I never know the amount to take. Up to what, you know?
Up to 2,000 units a day is safe. Yeah, but at some point get your vitamin D level checked. Make sure you may be one of those people who needs a little more than that, or you may be one of those people who needs a little less than that.
Right. Can it be harmful if you're taking too much?
Only if you take much too much. So
up to 2,000 would not harm you.
No, maybe if you took 50,000
over
a long time wouldn't be a good idea.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I think we have some information from Dr. Podell.
Okay, very good.
Okay, I found kind of a news release on this study.
Yes.
And it looks like they're describing four patients who took EGCG and whose leukemia much improved shortly afterward.
Right.
Now, so they each took different formulas. So, for instance, one of them they're saying they took two capsules a day, each containing 315 milligrams of antioxidant polyphenols, including EGCG. So it doesn't say how much of just EGCG.
I see.
Then there's another one. Somebody drank 8 cups of green tea a day and had a remission.
Okay.
And another one is 300 milligrams of polyphenols. Do they put that on the label?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You can get that information on the label of the product.
And then they say that they found no significant adverse effects from 800 milligrams purified decaffeinated EGCG for a month. So you want to put the upper limit at 800, and it's looking like 300 of the polyphenols is what was used here.
Yeah, these are not outrageous quantities. These are things which are readily available at Wilner's or other stores.
Right, or in Dr. Hoffman's.
Yeah, 300. Once again, check the label. You can go on WilnerChemist.com, Wilner.com, excuse me, and you know a lot of the products have little info tabs when you look them up, and you can see the label of the product.
So how many capsules would that be a day? Or?
Once again, look at the product and see.
Oh, you mean, but take it
most probably about two.
Two, and you take it by the day, rather than two a week. Or
No, two a day.
Two a day.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Okay, well, thank you so very much.
Okay, thanks for calling, Carol. And next we have Roger from Ben Salem, Pennsylvania.
It's actually Ben Salem.
Ben Salem. Ben Salem, Salem sounded Salem. So, you know.
It sounds like a blessing.
There you go.
Yep.
I actually have two questions. I'd like to ask you the first question, a nice question, a nicer question first. And that is there anything good for your health of your gums?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, there's a folic acid rinse that people use. Coenzyme Q seems to have some benefit. And what else, Arnie?
Well, good, of course, good oral health.
Well,
you know,
yes.
Good, you know, make sure you're brushing, flossing, using one of those water pick type things. And as Dr. Podell said, CoQ10, very, very helpful. And if you have, you know, specific issues, a folic acid rinse.
Okay, I do take the Q10 orally.
Yeah.
I guess you don't mean put
no,
it
no,
on
no,
the gum.
No, orally is fine.
Okay.
We also have a couple of nice oral products that we sell at Wilner Chemists. Nature's Answer makes an excellent herbal mouthwash and an herbal toothpaste, and they also make one of those little sprays that you put in your water pick.
Okay.
And, you know, I use all three of those, and they're excellent.
How about supplements other than Q10 to take orally?
Just a good general multivitamin.
Okay. That's my second question, which is I do take a lot of meds, and I do take a lot of supplements, and that's causing a real noxious odor to my urine,
mm-hmm.
which my wife says is permeating the house.
I see.
And I'm wondering if there's a supplement I could take that would diminish that real distasteful odor.
You can try chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll.
We sell a product that Nature's Way puts out. It's called ChloroFresh, and it comes in a liquid and it comes in capsules, and just take them as directed. They're usually recommended for people for, let's say, for this purpose, usually for older folks who are incontinent, and you get the smell of urine from their incontinence. There's no reason why it wouldn't help your...
I'm getting that problem, too, if you see my age on the screen.
No, it doesn't show your age, just your name in Ben Salem, Pennsylvania.
Well, I'll be 79 in a couple of days, so...
All right.
But that'll make my wife happy. Now,
wait a minute. I think there's more, because if you can simply find out one thing that's causing it, then you're better off. So among the things that can do this are asparagus.
Yep.
And I just blocked on the next one.
Asparagus, you notice that right away.
Carnitine. Carnitine will sometimes give a fishy odor.
I take carnitine.
Yeah. Well, you might try stopping that for a couple of weeks and see what happens.
Right.
And, you know, urine infections probably can do it. And, you know, it's a trial and error to figure out which one is doing it. Some people get it from yeasty type things.
Now, the ChloroFresh is by Nature's Way?
ChloroFresh is by Nature's Way.
Okay.
There are also other chlorophylls that we sell, which are fine also.
All right, great. You've been very helpful. Have a nice day, gentlemen.
Okay, Roger. Thanks so much for the call. Okay, next we have Morty calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Always, you know, great show. You do a great service.
Thank you, Morty.
If you can comment on the following, a friend at work, you know, showed me something by Dr. Weil that said the substance carrageenan, which we find in our soy beverages, walnut beverages, etc., can cause cancer. Which I was astounded to see it. I was shocked, and I'm not a doctor, but I kind of don't think it's true.
Okay, I don't think it's true either.
Now, can you tell me exactly why they put it in the soy, or is it actually, you know, part of the soy?
No, carrageenan is a thickening agent. They usually use it, to give some body to something. You know, to make it, to give it, you know, in a drink, you gives you what they call a better mouthfeel.
Uh huh.
You know, so it's a gum. Carrageenan is a gum.
Okay.
You know, so it's I don't think I get Dr. Weil's newsletter all the time. I always, you know, skim over the highlights, and I didn't see anything about carrageenan and cancer. So
yeah,
I don't know where that came from.
I've never seen it before either in reading Gary Null or, you know, anybody else that I've read. And, you know, because the family does drink a lot of those, you know, walnut or soy or...
No. But once again, you can look at the label. If there's carrageenan, it'll be on the label.
Yes. And I, you know, in other words, I find it in there. It's down toward the bottom. So
right.
You figure they just put a drop in.
Yeah.
But I was, you know, I was just concerned, and I figured I'd go to the source, and that source...
Okay, let's see. Dr. Podell's been looking some stuff up.
Yeah, there are some articles that suggest that it may have bad effect. They're not, so far I haven't come across any published in journals. It's more like in the Andy Weil type newsletter places, but I assume there's some basis.
Yeah, but he gets his stuff. He'll pull it out of the literature. He doesn't just say it.
Yeah. Well, actually, Andy's a medical school classmate of mine.
Uh-huh.
So, he's very smart, and he's pretty reliable. So there may be something to it, but I hadn't run across that before. So
thanks, guys.
It to
I
our
appreciate
attention.
It very much. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for that call, Morty. And it's time for another short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back after these messages.
Why do some people who rarely exercise have better bone density than others who exercise all the time? And why can some people eat lots of fast food and never pay the consequences, while others have to adhere to the strictest of diets to maintain their health? The answer may be in your genes. None of us were born with perfect genes. The problem is, how do you know which ones are functioning optimally and which ones are not? And if you did know, what could you do about it? Well, a new program from Solgar may be the answer. Called Nutrigenomics, a simple test is now available to help you identify where your genetic weaknesses lie. But that's not all. Solgar has developed a series of dietary supplements that are specific to whatever weaknesses the test may reveal. This revolutionary new program and product line is now available from Solgar, and we urge you to give it a try. Take some of the guesswork out of your nutritional supplement regimen. Call Wilner Chemists, 800-633-1106 for more information, or log on to www.wilner.com. Our specially trained pharmacists and nutritionists are always on hand to assist you. That's 1-800-633-1106. Listen to your genes. Nutrigenomics from Solgar.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom, now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. An imbalance of good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract can cause your digestive system to break down, leading to heartburn and other digestive problems. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is a flora-balancing system that promotes optimum digestive health. Dr. O'Hara uses 12 carefully selected strains of good bacteria grown from fermented vegetables, fruits, seaweed, and mushrooms. The product is all natural and hypoallergenic. It does not need refrigeration, and the blister packs make it easy to carry with you. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. In as little as 4 weeks, you will see a noticeable difference.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or at Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Well, welcome back. And today it's just Arnie, not Don, because Don's on his annual motorcycle trip. I think this year he's down in the southern Appalachians, North Carolina and South Carolina. Yeah, that's it. There you go. Thanks for that, Noah. Okay, getting back to the phones. Let's see. We have Catherine calling from Queens. Hello, Catherine.
Hi. Thanks for the call. My husband was bitten on, he got a bee bite on his finger, and it was okay. It stung for a day or two. He put cortisone cream on and ice, and he seemed to be all right, but now he seems to have, it's like 5 days later, and there's sort of like a two blotches came out on his leg, and then another one on his arm, and this morning another one, little blotches. He's putting Caladryl on, but I was wondering if there's anything you could recommend that he do.
Well, why don't we allow our medical co-host to be a doctor?
The answer is I don't really know, because these blotches may or may not be related to the bee sting. The finger isn't hurting particularly, right?
No, the finger is not hurting at this point.
So I don't think we really know what the blotches are about.
I thought maybe there was some poison in his system from the bee sting.
Well, it's conceivable, but you know that's not the way it usually happens. Particularly if there's no side effects in the finger itself.
No, the finger is not bothering him. It did for a day. It was stinging, and then it just stopped.
Yeah. So
and he never saw a stinger in there. He never saw it.
Yeah.
Maybe it fell out when he put on alcohol at the first day in the ice, but he didn't see it. And it seemed like, I don't know why he was breaking out, like little blotches. They're not big. They were just itchy.
Dr. Podell?
Well, is he feeling well otherwise?
Yeah. Well, he's over 80, but I just was wondering. He's feeling, pretty good.
The answer is I don't really know, and that if it were to be spreading, then you should see your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
If he got sick, you go to the emergency room. But
they're small blotches. They're like the size of a quarter.
I mean, blotches can occur from all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a long list, and you'd have to figure out which it is, and you need the doctor's help.
Yeah. All right, thanks for that call.
Thank you.
All righty. Next, we have Sylvia calling from Queens. Yes. Hello, Sylvia.
Yes. Oh, thank you for this wonderful program.
Thank you.
Very enjoyable. I have this burning sensation in my hands and through my fingers for about 2 months now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't figure out what it is or where it's coming from.
All right, let me ask you two questions.
Sure.
Okay, which fingers?
Well, it started with my center in my left hand, and then that disappeared, and then it started itching throughout my hands, upper and lower, my palm and the...
So it's not just your fingers, it's your hand?
It's my hand, yes.
Okay. Then I don't know what to tell you. If it would have been, a couple of your fingers, I would have thought a carpal tunnel, or if it was, your small little finger, I would have thought maybe an entrapped ulnar, but that's not the case if you have burning.
It's probably
a good idea to see the doctor at this point.
I did see her, and she just said I would need a brace, but she didn't tell me what it was.
It sounds like she was thinking it was carpal tunnel. And, I suppose it might be.
If it is that, what could I do?
Well, you got to start at the beginning, which is first you have to figure out what it is. And if the brace helps it, that's good. If not, then probably you see a neurologist who is a specialist in the nerve conductions and try and figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Are there any vitamins I could take in the meantime?
Well, if you know what it is, okay, if it's carpal tunnel, for example, you can use vitamin B6 is helpful.
Oh, I take all of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you need, as Dr. Podell always says, diagnosis first and then treatment. You need to know what you're dealing with.
Oh,
and right now we're not sure with you.
I didn't know the carpal tunnel syndrome was something like this.
Okay. It might be. It might not be.
It could be. I mean, it generally is in the middle fingers, but, I guess that whole area, if it were having scar or inflammation, could spread to the other nerves.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Sylvia.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sure. And next we have Tom calling from Maplewood, New Jersey.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My friend has acid reflux, and I believe he's taking Nexium. I suppose that's the common thing to take for acid reflux?
One of them, yeah. Supposedly,
Now, would the Broncomax conflict in any way with that?
Well, I don't believe so, because, our guest the previous hour was taking Nexium. And the Broncomax is really beneficial if the person has H. pylori.
Well, he has GERD. Now, is that the same thing?
usually that's H. pylori is one of the things that's frequently responsible for GERD.
Right, but many cases don't have H. pylori as well.
Yeah. So it might not.
Yeah, I don't think there's any reason not to take them together.
Yeah.
Well, I'll certainly recommend it. Now, that Brocomax can be obtained from your pharmacy.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much for that call. I enjoy your program.
Thank you so much, Tom.
All right.
Next, let's talk to Teresa, calling from Queens.
Hi, thanks so much for the call. I'm looking for something for elevated homocysteine. Easy on the gut. I have a bad summer with my GERD and all that stuff.
How high is it?
16. It was in January. It was 10. It bounced up.
Did you do this test fasting, or had you eaten something?
I was fasting.
Okay. One thing to make sure they check is your kidney function, because if kidney function gets lower, the homocysteine can go up. Ordinarily, what we'd be giving is a combination of vitamin B12, vitamin B6, and folic acid. And those aren't particularly hard on the stomach in any case. There's something like, let's say, 800 micrograms of folic acid, 1 milligram of vitamin B12, and 25 milligrams or so of vitamin B6 would probably be helpful.
That's the standard, usually the standard formulas. And most companies have a homocysteine formula. Solgar has one. Jarrow has one. Country Life has one. Bluebonnet has one. So all of the companies have a homocysteine formula.
Would you single something out for me with the bad gut? Any one of those pick it out for me?
No. None of them
should be fine.
None of them would bother your gut.
Okay, and there's no special one. Solgar,
Solgar, Jarrow, Country Life, Bluebonnet, they all have, just ask for a homocysteine formula.
Okay.
Whichever company you like.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, Teresa, thanks so much. Okay, let's see. Who's next? Let's try Irene from Patchogue, Long Island.
Yeah, hi. I badly need some help and would appreciate your advice.
Good.
Currently, I'm suffering from a very bad spider poisoning. Now, I am allergic to spider bites and mosquito bites. Mosquito bites not as severe as spiders.
Okay, when did you get bitten?
Over a week ago.
Okay, have you been to the doctor?
I get blank stares there, but I was working with Chinese acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine guy, but it doesn't seem to help.
And you didn't go to the medical doctor?
No. The ones I know, they don't know.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Okay, well... I don't know anything specific to tell you about spider bite poisoning, Dr. Podell. Anything that's coming up? It's not like a black widow or a tarantula, right? That wouldn't be good.
Are you having a lot of pain from it? What are the symptoms?
We have about 20 seconds.
Okay, I have tremendous itching that I have to use a plastic fork to scratch. To break the skin.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm sorry, Irene. We've just about run out of time, so I feel bad that we're not able to help you, but, you know, sorry about that. Have you been hit with a case of the summer sniffles? Just because it's warm outside doesn't mean you shouldn't be concerned about your immune health. Eating on the run and too little sleep can contribute to lowering immunity any time of the year. Taking a high-quality vitamin C supplement daily like Ester C, the better vitamin C from American Health, can bolster your immune system and keep you healthy year-round. Non-acidic Ester C is a unique vitamin C supplement that can be taken in high doses while remaining gentle on the stomach. It is quickly absorbed and retained in the immune system for up to 24 hours. That's advanced immune protection you can count on. And Ester C is backed by over 20 years of science. It's the most researched vitamin C brand in the world. When it comes to the health of your immune system, turn to one of the most widely recommended vitamin C supplements for boosting immune health, Ester C, the better vitamin C, from American Health, available at Wilner Chemists. All right, well, it's time for us to wind things down for this week. We've enjoyed spending this time with you. Hope you've enjoyed it and found it informative. And we have come to the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. I'd like to thank Noah and Ira in the control room for helping us out today. And please stay tuned for the Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini at 4 o'clock. And we will be back on the Wilner Window next Sunday, 2 o'clock. Please join us.
Thank you for listening to the Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.